Glasgow Concert Hall. More than 130 people were killed in the massacre, which has been claimed by an Islamic State group. The Ukrainian government denies being involved. Meanwhile, Russia claims it attacked Ukraine's electric power and gas producing facilities in a series of missile and drone attacks this morning. The Ukrainian Air Force says it destroyed dozens of them following the Kiev and the west of the country. It's understood that the missiles violated Polish airspace. Our military analyst, Sean Bell, says if this is the case, the Kremlin's playing a high-stakes gamble.
People tend to assume high-tech weapons, they're going to work all the time. Trust me, as an ex-military guy, these often have an 80 to 90% reliability, and that means they could well come down. If these Russian missiles fell down on a Polish city, a NATO city, that would have huge implications.
A person's been arrested on suspicion of child neglect in connection with an incident in Cheltenham in which three young siblings were reported missing. They've been found safe and well, but a woman remains in custody. A man has died after a serious car crash on the M62 near Huddersfield. Police received reports of someone driving the wrong way on the motorway shortly before the collision. The Princess of Wales says she's extremely moved by the public's and support after revealing she's being treated for cancer. The 42-year-old revealed on Friday that she was undergoing chemotherapy. Tessa Ojo from the Diana Awards worked closely with Prince William.
It gives you a sense of how much they continue, so how much service means to them, you know, how he shows up, how they show up, you know, despite all of the stuff that's happening.
And anyone wanting to become the next Prime Minister of Ireland has just under an hour to put their name forward. The deadline to lead the Fine Gael party closes at 1 p.m. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
Thanks, Laura.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Yeah, today's looking mostly dry with some sunny spells. However, a few isolated showers are possible during the afternoon. Winds will slowly ease. They've been going off the last couple of days. They should slowly slow during the day, so feeling a little warmer as a result. Maximum temperatures today, highs of around 12 degrees Celsius. Tonight's looking like this, dry with clear spells overnight, allowing chilly temperatures with a possible frost prone spots. Perhaps some isolated fog patches developing, a cloud thickening towards dawn though in the far west. Minimum temperatures tonight, rather chilly, -1 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, we're the Sugar Babes.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Taylor.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
98
FM.
Big thanks as always to Kev for the last couple of hours of the Sunday sessions. He'll be back here next week as always, between 10 and 12. Like I always say, you can listen again if you missed any of the show or any of the shows here at Phoenix over at our website, phoenix.com. Always also catch up on local news, events, what's going on in and around the community here in Birmingham. So welcome to Sunday Lunch for myself, Tony. How are you doing? Sunday the 24th of March. Just go back soon, don't I? Next week, didn't they do? Sorry, go forward, should I say. It'll be the summertime. Summertime. Hard to say it when it's so cold outside, isn't it? What is going on with that weather? Got a great show lined up too, as always. hope you have an awesome weekend, whatever you may be doing. Hit me up, by the way, on all your socials. Let me know what you're up to this weekend. You can catch us on Twitter, at DJ Tadisat. Same with Facebook, or at Phoenix FM. Instagram. I say Twitter, X, should I say. And Thread as well. I think we're on Thread. Not Fred, Thread. You know what I mean. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the traffic and travel during the show, if you are out and about. Road's not looking too bad at the moment, although I've got to tell you, if you're heading around Brentwood, watch out, there is a half marathon currently going on till the early parts of the afternoon. More about that later on. Loads of brand new music coming up on the show. We've got the latest track from Nicki Minaj called Big Difference. Hedy Bazaar. In fact, we'll play that straight after this. Just kick off the show with that one. Pharrell Williams got a new track out, and he's joined up with Miley Cyrus for Doctor. Work It Out. Zion from 1D with What I Am. Justin Timberlake got a new track from his brand new album. It's called No Angels. Oh, and we got the brand new Eurovision entry, which I was talking about last week, from Ollie Alexander. That's called Dizzy. And we have a rework of Bob Marley and the Wailers, the Fisher remix. It's called Jamming, the original one, but more of a funky beat. Plus brand new Fred Again, Lil Yachty and Over Mono with their track Saying It. We're kicking off your Sunday lunch. This is Katie Basseur with Oh Well. Katie Basseur on Phoenix FM with the track Oh Well.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a while. Lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals. Hoping that find me. I don't need the details. You don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me. We were lovers in a park. So I'm dancing in the midnight glow. I'm gonna hold you for a lifetime. All we know.
latest track from Rag & Bone Man with Calvin Harris, Lovers in a Past Life. Don't forget, if you're travelling around Brentwood, you've got the Brentwood Half Marathon today, going through Brentwood, parts of Sherwood Lane as well, and also Doddinghurst Road. So if you're heading down towards the Brentwood Centre, you'll find most of that road shut and you have to find alternative routes from around there. I think the road's at about 1 o'clock. I will keep you further informed. Don't forget, we've got traffic and travel at 1:30 as well, and I'll let you know how the roads are getting on from there. Looking through Brentwood at the moment, not looking too bad in Central High Street. And to be honest, traffic is coping rather well, considering we've got all the runners on the road at the moment. Right, it is 12:15, 12 o'clock. Welcome to Sunday Lunch. Myself, Tony. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. Nice to see a little bit of the sun out. If you're looking out the window at the moment, it's been a lovely, bright start to the Sunday. And I was thinking, oh, look, it's like the summer. The weather's taken a bit of change. Went outside. It is freezing. It is really cold. It's about 8 degrees. So don't let that sunshine, don't let it deter you. Go outside, but it is cold. Wrap up warm. That's my only advice. Loads of people in Brentwood at the moment as well, watching the runners. Quite busy foot-wise, but road-wise, it's quite quiet on the road. A lot of people have decided just to stay in, I suppose. We will be talking what's on in and around Brentwood as well, on the events guide fairly soon, telling you if there's anything going on for you to do this weekend. Don't forget Easter weekend next week as well. Bank holiday, that's come up really quick, hasn't it? Loads of things going on for that. And to be honest, I haven't seen that many, although I haven't been shopping that much. Lots of adverts for eggs. Normally this time of year, you just get bombarded with adverts for eggs and stuff, don't you, of Easter eggs. But I haven't seen it so much this year. Perhaps we're all running out of money, I don't know. A toss up between putting the heating on and buying an Easter egg.
There's a sound like a drum echoing when the high from the lows kicking in, and it hits like the Holy Ghost a million miles an hour. Wind. Pour some fuel.
Yeah.
brand new offering from Purple Disco Machine with As This, a track called Beat of Your Heart. We have got some brand new Wes Nelson and Craig David straight after these.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 07776 009239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be a Canadian care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Gift of time. Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Cadaver, under your spell, it don't matter. I really should have known better. Better messing with you when you said abracadabra. Under your spell, it don't matter. I really should have known better.
Well, I've woke up feeling so emotional. You got me scrolling through my phone, I'm feeling vulnerable. Respect your distance, it's different, and now I'm needing more. You left your number set to call it. My bed was empty in the morning. Lights, camera, action. Last night was a movie. Hidden hills reflection. Cozy, hello, bougie. London to Rodeo. City views is fusing. Woke up in a penthouse. Jumping in jacuzzi.
Jumping in jacuzzi.
Ooh, honey, it's better, don't matter. I really should have known better.
Woke up in a penthouse, jumping in jacuzzi.
listening to Sunday with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, Wes Nelson, the one from Love Island, yes indeed, and Craig David with their latest offering, Abracadabra. Someone asked me if we still do front pages on the show, which we used to do up till about, well, I think about 6 weeks. I've stopped doing it now. And no, we don't do the front pages on the show anymore. Today's front pages, because it's been so gloomy, to be fair. That's one of the reasons why I stopped doing it. We normally used to go through all the Sunday papers and go through the, you know, what was on the front pages. But most of them nowadays are dominated by one or two stories. And it's quite, you know, not very happy news. So even the sport looked, especially today, even that was great, wasn't great. England lost to Brazil yesterday. And then, of course, they had the ongoing story about the King George, the flag, the St. George's flag, should I say, with the slight picture colour changes to it. That's been following the story as well. It would be good to have like a paper just based on good news, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be good? Where a paper that doesn't mention anything bad, it's just all good about new forests being planted and lots of animals found safe and not going extinct, and it would be great, you know, things that are just really good. They found cures for all these different bits and pieces. That would be a great paper, wouldn't it? Subscribe to that one. This is Galantis, teamed up with 5 Seconds of Summer, the track Lighter.
Where paper planes in the sky, drifting where the wind blows. Yeah, gravity held me tight, but with you I can let go.
that man again. Yes, you're listening to Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM. Ruddy Marvellous.
As you know, we normally play the odd track that's been reworked, rehashed and redone from way back when. And this current offering is a remake of... Well, it's not a remake, it's kind of reworked. It's done by Fisher. It's a reworking of Bob Marley and the Wailers. And it's jamming. And I thought this would be a quite a hard one to mess about with. Speed up or slow down or danceify, because it's such an iconic record. But I've listened to it a couple of times and it's growing on me, this version. And this is Bob Marley and the Wailers with Jamming. 28th party hour, 12 o'clock. Welcome to Sunday Lunch with myself, Tony. Trap Your Travel up next. Yeah. Just in case it's jamming. See where I went there.
Well, all right. We're jamming.
Yeah, I know. It's a dad joke. Get told off by my son.
I wanna jam it with you.
The traffic's jamming.
We're jamming.
It's jamming.
Jamming. And I hope you like jamming too. And the rules ain't no vow. We can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through. Cause every day we pay the price. We're just able to sacrifice. Jamming till the jam is through. We're jamming. We're jamming. We're jamming. We're jamming. We're jamming. We're jamming,
jamming, jamming, jamming.
And we're jamming in the name of the Lord.
We're jamming, 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 jamming.
Jamming right straight from the Lord. Yeah.
Get it growing on me. Not too far off the original, but reworked. You want to find out more? Just look up Fisher Rework, Bob Marley and the Wailers, jamming. Okay, let's have a little look what's going on the roads.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, let's start off with the Brentwood Half Marathon that's currently going on till I think it's 1 o'clock before some of those roads reopen. Doddingers Road currently closed at the moment from Brentwood End, more or less all the way through into Doddingers. The kind of runners kind of go through White's Green, Hook End Road, Blackmore Road, coming along to the Bentley up to the Ongar Road. So most of those stretches are closed, at least one side anyway, some of them both sides. Watch out for that. You're heading that way. There's plenty of signs up, plenty of diversions as well to take you around most of the runners. This comes straight up all the way to the Brentford Centre if you're heading that way. There is a way across from Elizabeth Road, but it won't be completely clear till after 1 o'clock, so bear that in mind if you're heading around Brentwood. Brentwood itself, not looking too bad, to be fair. The high street's coping well. It's a little bit busy, as you say, coming up the Ongar just as you come up to Wilson's Corner, both sides, the A128 and the Ongar Road, busy around that little section there. But once you get to there, the high street itself, if you're going towards Sheffield or towards the A1023, not looking too bad. 1023 heading towards Brook Street currently at the moment, no reported problems there. The slip road is coping well, it's not too busy on the slip road heading on to junction 28, although if you're coming off the M25 the other side, there is a lane closed there on the entry ramp due to long-term construction, anti-clockwise that is, at junction 28. Expect delays there, down to one lane as I said, affecting traffic back on to the roundabout. Junctions at the moment on the M25, junction 29, A127, no reported problems there. And junction 30, if you're heading towards Lakeside at the moment, it's not looking too bad at Lakeside. A little bit busy around the shopping areas, as you'd expect, parking up, but on the industrial areas. But other than that, at the moment, not looking. It's looking okay. Bridge and Tunnel, A282. The bridge is looking okay. Once you go across, if you're heading towards Bluewater, a little bit busy on the return journey on the tunnels. A little bit queuing traffic just as you approach the tunnels until you clear the other side. Back over to this neck of the woods, A13. Quiet today, all the way into Southend-on-Sea. Same story with the A127 as well. Although it is a little bit busy once you get to the radio. Just want to see what's caused that. Look, the lane closed due to gas main work, I think that is. That is on the junction of the A132, which is East Main, Neverden interchange, and the A1245, which is Fair Glen interchange. Expect delays there. Once you clear that, it's kind of clear all the way towards Southend. A little bit busy as you come towards London Southend Airport. And then again, busy around shopping areas at Southend. A12, currently still got the speed restrictions, 40 miles an hour, one lane closed due to resurfacing work. A12 both ways, junction 13 to junction 16. There's also some nighttime closures. I think they're still going ahead. And a contraflow system at use after 6 o'clock. You're heading towards London Stansted Airport. Let's have a quick look at the M11. Looking okay at the moment. M11, no reported problems there, all the way to junction 27 of the M25. M25 itself, southbound, is looking okay. In fact, both ways looking okay at the moment. M25 is coping well today, not looking too bad. The A406, however, is busy, but it's moving. You're up to date at 9:08. The time is 12:35. We ran out of music. There's a lot of traffic going on. If you are heading out and you've got a certain place to go to within timescale, don't forget, check on one of the online platforms for your route, because traffic does change all the time. I should be keeping up to date if anything comes in between that. I was looking at the papers the other day. The 007's about to change, isn't it? They're about to have a new 007. Lots of people tipping different people to be 007. I mean, one of them is Aaron, isn't it? It's what's his name? Aaron Taylor Johnson. Yeah, he was in Kick. Say ass? Too late, said it. Kick-Ass, the film. It's quite an old film, actually, about a superhero. Anyway, he's been in quite a few films since. He is the talk of the next Bond. But they kind of killed the old Bond off, didn't they? In the last film. And so it'll be weird seeing how Daniel Craig is, you know, it was blown up at the end of the last one. And so obviously they're going to go with the top spy has the 007 name, which we kind of knew anyway. But it's been going along those lines for many a years now. You know, as you see it, obviously it's completely someone different. And the history slightly different with each character, some are darker, etc. And you kind of think, wonder why they didn't, like they've done in the Marvel movies, why they haven't brought some of these other back, you know, they're trying to defeat a super baddie, and they need the help of one of the other James Bond who's retired. Obviously, can't use Daniel Craig now because they've blown him off, blown him up. He's gone. But they could have still used Pierce Brosnan because obviously around Timothy Dalton, and if they'd filmed this a couple of years ago, they probably would have got in some of the others as well. So, which is a shame, Roger Moore, even possibly Sean Connery, if they filmed it several years back. But they still got a couple of people they could bring back and help from some of the older James Bonds. It'd be really good, wouldn't it, to see that. So I personally would have thought Henry Cavill would be good. He's the chap that plays Superman in a lot of the Marvel comic films. I thought he'd be good, but possibly might be typecast now, because obviously he is Superman, so you kind of see 007, but if he was 007, he'd fight some baddies and suddenly expect him to rip his shirt open and then fly into the air. So perhaps it would kind of ruin it a little bit. Who knows? Let me know your thoughts. You can catch us on all the socials, as I said. DJ Tony Sapp, or at Phoenix FM. All the platforms, hashtag Sunday Lunch. From the Blessed Madonna featuring Clementine Douglas on vocals. This track's called Happier. Take us up to the ads. This is Nathan Dorr.
I'm sick and tired, ain't got the answers. And I know it's hard sometimes. I'm feeling guilty for feeling empty. And I'm never satisfied. Oh, heaven help me, please. I'm begging on my knees. Somebody show me a sign. Oh, endless days and lonely nights. And I've felt this way a million times. We ain't here for long, so tell me where the hell are we doing it for? Cause I'm barely holding on.
Phoenix 98 FM.
98
FM.
At Custom Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk. Start getting your business noticed today.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com. Let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
A life lesson.
only Sonny Federa, Jazzy, Life Lessons.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Watched a little bit of a, well, not a little bit, but I ended up watching a whole series of That Gentleman the other day. It's on Netflix. It's the Guy Ritchie directed film. If you've not caught it, try and catch up with that. It's one of those ones, it's only 8 episodes, so it's not too bad. They're about 40 minutes long. And if you miss one, it's not too bad. You can still kind of pick up on a story, although it does bop around a little bit, but I won't give too much away, but that's really good. Lots of films coming out at the moment, so, and a lot of remakes as well. I like when they kind of bring back the old ones, but there's always, have they done too much? Has it gone on too long? You know, we were talking about 007 earlier on. You know, they got a new 007 to be announced in the next couple of days and or weeks, and then there'll be an individual new film, which we're all going to be looking forward to. That's probably not going to be out for several years. Ghostbusters came out. A new one came out on Friday. It's called the Frozen Empire. It's basically about the discovery of an ancient artifact which unleashes, you know, more evil force, ghosts, etc. They must... The old and the new characters kind of must team up to protect her and save the world from the, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. That's the one. It's got most of the old crew in. I think they got Paul Rudd, who was on Jonathan Ross last night, incidentally. Carrie Coon. You have got Bill Murray, of course. Most of the old team are in it as well, with lots of new people as well. That's going to be good. That's out of believe in the pictures at the moment, so most of the trailers look okay, is kind of what you'd expect from Ghostbusters. And also there is Beetlejuice is about to come out as well. Ghostbusters, by the way, before we go on to Beetlejuice, Ghostbusters came out in 1984, 40 years ago. Can you believe it? 2024, 84. Wow. There you go. I'm just looking at Beetlejuice. That came out in 1988. Another 80s music movie. Basically, Michael Keaton, he's back and about to cause more trouble in the long-awaited Beetlejuice sequel. So it's only the second one. The star, who's now 72, returns as the, I suppose, his mischief-making... kind of evil dead person. 35 years after he played the original role as well. In the first trailer from Beetlejuice, he is seen appearing in the attic of the Dietz family home. Winona Ryder is in it. She returns as Lydia Dietz, so she was just a little kid in the first film. Catherine O'Hara as the mother, Della. While Wednesday star Jenna Ortega is going to be playing Lydia's daughter, Astrid. The film, again, directed by the same Tim Burton. That is, I think it's out in September, so that's going to be coming out. That was really good. It's kind of went on to be kind of like a cult film. That's probably why they didn't make a second one, but they've kind of, you know, waited and it's now in the works. It will be out by the end of the year, which is good. I'm looking at one of the pictures of him, and he's hardly changed, because I suppose because he's got so much makeup on, he could probably get away with it. But yeah, a lot of the old cast back on both those films, so that's what's going on in the pictures. Let's get back to some music. This is another track from the past being brought back to life. We've been playing it on the show for the last couple of weeks. It's Songa with Black Box with Toxic.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to bring me back when I get old. Like a revamp version.
You're not on the same level as I. These bars will make your adrenaline rise. And when I'm inside, I got a bad boy showing their feminine side. They're jealous of my potential to make the world shake like eyes. If man salty, I'll pepper him twice. If talent comes down to melanin, why am I so much harder than you? Picking up green like a gardener do. Start the good that I've got half of the queue and some fat off plate and start sparking a zoo. And now I'm inventing mode. I'm inventing most of the flows you know. And the clothes you own, I've already worn. The future's here, I'm already born. My bad box is attracting fans. Don't rate good use. Acting bad, man's got bars, so I chat them facts till I wrap them brands in elastic bands. You hold food like plastic bags, cause you love this like plastic fans. My team are ready to start. Team man shaking the captain's hand. Yes, yes, what are you saying, party? Like this one. Man's pulling up in a blacked out Audi, acting rowdy, bad men round me. There's a party at my ex's yard, but don't shout me, man, don't doubt me. Man, chat back, so I slapped him loudly, smacked him proudly. Man's too cocky, chaplet round me. What? Man, get racked in algae. If I ask you, never you, that's harder. Man, better tell her that you don't answer. Let's see that you with the after. My man's back of a zoo and lager. Yeah, waste man. Part like a zoo and a stellar. Swing man round like a human propeller. If his girlfriend's cute, I'll tell her. What?
She ain't going home with you. I spit bars when I'm chosen to. Gonna make that last like frozen food. Be the best in the world, I'm hoping to. It's overdue. Bare heads turn when I'm rolling through. Still cold in June. Got bare notes, not folding too. Don't chat, you're... Why are you lying for? I stand out if I'm indoors. If it is my march, get flying jaws. Just wanna bring guys on tours. Yeah, a man's angry now. You'll get dropped like hand-me-downs. Nobody got better bars than Sunder. 2 years time, man's in town. By the way, when I said that, I meant 10 years. But yeah, yo, man was an up in an all-white Robbie. All night party, call my Barbie. I spit bars like Dave, I kick ball like Vardy. Man's cray cray, call that Tom Hardy. Can't outbar me, you get bumped, no white on khaki. No footwear, man's Marley, white and strong. Cool man Charlie, this S-O-N-G-E to the R. Got the best flow, man, bring heat with the bars. Don't sleep fine, 6 in the morning. But swear down, don't sleep in the yard. Always rolling Zeus and pistols. No guns, I use my fingers. I am outside the box like David Luiz when he shoots from distance. Bow.
Bow. I was going to say boom. Bow is the new word, isn't it? Bow. I haven't really been following that story about the flag, the English flag, St. George's flag on the back of the uniforms. Nike one it is. So they got the three lines on the front of the shirt. On the back, right at the back, rather than the Red Cross, or St. George, let's say, St. George's Cross, they kind of put colours to it, and everyone's gone mad about it. I mean, you can barely see it, but I mean, I kind of see both sides of the argument. Yes, it is a flag. Should we be playing around with the flag? It's not a logo. It is a national flag. Possibly not. I think they've kind of combined it to say that it's the I can't think what it was called now, protective colours of whatever, to try and get to it. But they have done it before, and no one's kind of said anything before. I mean, lots of times the Union Jack has been just one colour, for instance, or they've rounded it off, or they've made it the shape of something else and inverted it. But it has caught the eye of the press, and once you do that, all these campaigns start, don't they? Let's boycott this, boycott that. It didn't help because England played their friendly last night. We've got to Euros coming up in June. They played their friendly against Brazil and then lost. So now it's like, shall we blame the logo stroke flag? So that's dominating a lot of the stories, online stories. It's a little story of it on the back page of some of the papers today, but most of the online stories have gone with that, which is... rather bizarre. We will be looking at the UK chart second hour. We'll also be talking about birthdays, whose birthday it is this week as well. If it's your birthday, we'll be seeing who you share it with. We'll also be looking at brand new music out this week, including albums and singles. But first, let's get back to some more music. This is Jason Derulo taking up the news with Michael Bublé with Spicy Margarita.
Hey, you're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Cabo, met that girl in Cabo, wearing Ferragamo. We was going shot for shot for shot like Desperado. Snuck into the bathroom, she might be a problem. I should probably stay away. Girl, you crazy. Couldn't even wait for the room. Shaking, shaking, trying to keep up with you.
Hey, you're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
You're the only one I want.
You're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue, make me say.
Morning, sex me in the morning. Put on a performance. I be going shot for shot for shot. She think I'm Jordan, but she screamed the word. My ego enormous.
Filling up your body, babe.
Girl, you crazy. Couldn't even wait for the moon. Shaking, shaking, trying to keep up.
You're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make it shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
I just can't.
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.